Thinking about the world's problems leave you hopeless? Are you tired of feeling like there's nothing we can do? Well, you're in the right place, because this is the official Building a Better World podcast. And now, here's your host, co-author of Building a Better World in Your Backyard, Instead of Being Angry at Bad Guys, Sean Clausen Coop.
Hello and welcome to episode number 4 of the Building a Better World podcast. My name's Sean Clausen Coop, and I'm so excited for this episode. Thanks so much for tuning in. I appreciate you taking the time out of your day to spend with me to learn more, to build a better world together. In the last episode, episode number 3, I talked about what I think is the most effective way to get your voice heard, and that is voting with your wallet or voting by not needing your wallet, kind of the same thing. And today I want to talk about a tool for how to understand why sometimes we have trouble working together with other people who are passionate about these problems, and how we can use the awareness that this tool gives us so that we can move forward instead of being stuck. But before I introduce that, I want to just take a moment to thank everyone who subscribed to this podcast. It really helps other people find out about us, find out about these solutions. So if you have a second, if you haven't already, please hit subscribe, maybe write a review. Those are really helpful for spreading these ideas and helping more people hopefully find these solutions that will help them live a better life. Now I'm going to get into today's topic, which is the Wheaton Eco Scale. So the Wheaton part of the Wheaton Eco Scale is for Paul Wheaton, my co-author, who came up with this scale. And the idea behind this scale is that there's a lot of times when I've had trouble, and you can maybe relate, having conversations about environmental solutions with people because they aren't ready for those conversations or they aren't at that level. And so the idea behind the Wheaton Eco Scale is to say, look, everybody is at a different point on their environmental journey. And it's not necessarily time related. Some people will jump up really fast on that, and some people will stay very low on that scale for many, many, many years, maybe forever. And the idea here is to say, okay, if we have the population of the Earth, we have 10 points on the scale. So basically what we want to do is we're saying, okay, we have 11 points. At level zero, we're saying there's 6 billion people. So that's 80% of the population of the world doesn't really care about the environment, we're going to say. At level one, there are 1 billion people, about 15%. At level two, 100 million. At level three, 10 million. And level 4 is 1 million, level 5 is 100,000, level 6 is 10,000, level 7 is 1,000, level 8 is 100, level 9 is 10, and level 10 is one person, the most eco of all the people. Now, the idea with this scale is not to assign anyone a number. We have in the book, especially, we have a big long list of ideas of things that could put you hypothetically at a certain level, but it's not a quiz. It will never, like, even myself, I can't place myself at a particular level because there's so many factors, even by reading through this. It's more of a hypothetical scenario, and the ideas of what might happen at a particular level are there to help us understand, like, okay, so I'm looking here at level 6, for example. And level 6 says living a footprint that is 1/10 of the average. Maybe living in community, maybe living in something very small. Actively sharing knowledge and starting to get paid to teach. Exchanges dandelion seeds with others to get a really great tasting dandelion. Carbon footprint is negative 30 tons. So that's one example of one of the levels. But, you know, I could have a carbon footprint of negative 30 tons, but maybe I live in a different sized building, or maybe I'm not teaching, or maybe I'm not getting paid to teach, or what have you, right? So that's not what this is about. And I'm repeating this so many times because it's so often the major hiccup that I think people have when they look at this scale. the mission here is to clarify the problem. And so the point here is one twofold. So we have 10 different levels. You start at zero, you work your way up. If you're interested, who Paul, because it's his scale, I don't get to choose who's on number 10. Paul has chosen, and I think it's a good choice, Sepp Holzer is level 10. So if you've never heard of Sepp Holzer, he's got a couple of great books. Recommend you check those out too. He's done a lot of amazing work and is making huge impact on the world as a whole. So, you know, we are probably, well, we are on Paul's scale, all below that. And so there are two observations I want to share about the scale. And in order to do so, I'm actually going to do something that we did back in episode one, and that is I'm going to insert a short clip from our audiobook for you, because I think it's explained really well in the book, and then we can just quote the book instead, and you can get another feel for what our audiobook sounds like. So without further ado, here is Michael Haytack narrating the audiobook of Building a Better World in Your Backyard.
Before giving you an idea of what might place you at a particular level, I wish to first share two critical observations about this scale. The first observation is that most people find folks one or two levels above them to be pretty cool, but people three levels up seem a bit nutty. People four or five levels up seem downright crazy, and people six levels up should probably be institutionalized for their own safety and the safety of those around them. I find the latter reactions to be inappropriate. If people seem crazy, they might just be advanced on the same path you're following. The second observation is that most people find folks one level back to be ignorant, and people two levels back seem like assholes. Any further back and people start to think that the person should be shot on sight for the betterment of society as a whole. I find that all of these reactions are inappropriate. People will not change if you yell at them or hit them with sticks. But they will change if you tell them about the cool stuff that's just a little bit ahead of where they are now and skip the stuff that is far ahead of them.
All right, I hope you enjoyed that. That's a quick peek for you. And like the narrator was saying, the Wheaton Eco Scale is all about understanding that some people are at different places on the journey from us. Maybe they're ahead of us. Maybe they're behind us. And I think it's especially helpful if you're trying to convince people, like maybe you're a level three, trying to convince a level zero, watch out, they might think you're crazy. If you're a level five and you're trying to convince a level one, you should really watch out. Give them the stuff that's a little bit ahead of them. And I have found this to be very effective in my life. I find when I try and have these conversations with people, if I try and give them the super advanced stuff, it just goes over their head, or they think I'm crazy. Give them ideas that are just above where they are now. And if you're upset at someone and you think they're crazy, maybe, just maybe, they're advanced on your path. That's all I have for today. It's a short one, but I think it's a really, really, really important one for us to keep in mind as we're trying to move forward and make change happen. In the next episode, I'm going to talk about how Paul cut 87% off his electric heat bill one winter and saved over $900, and how we can maybe adapt some of those ideas. Some of them will work well, some not. Even if you don't go all the way and cut off 87%, maybe you cut off 75%. That's still a huge savings for you and your family, if you have a family. If not, it's a huge savings for you. So tune in next time. That's going to be a good one for sure. Before you go, if you're interested, so we had a little bit of a clip of the audiobook again in this episode. If you're interested, you can actually get it for free with a 30-day trial at Audible. And it doesn't come as a cost to you as long as you cancel before the second month starts and then they charge your credit card. So if you're interested in getting the audiobook for free at Audible, go to buildingabetterworldbook.com/audible. That way they know I sent you. You get a free audiobook and they send me money. So it's kind of a win-win, if you will. Either way, I hope you have a great day. Thanks for listening. and hope to see you in the next episode. Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode and want to learn more about building a better world in your backyard, saving money, and living a more luxuriant life, all without being angry at bad guys, please visit buildingabetterworldbook.com.